You work with very big pieces. What does that say about you?
What I want it to say is that I want to reach sculpturally into spaces that are beyond my reach, that I'm not really interested in making monumental works, but more anti-monumental works. I hope, despite their size, there's an intimacy within the way the sections or the pieces are actually made that are all to do with being well within my reach as a human being. You know, every piece is not so big I can't handle it. The collective thing is big because it's trying to use space in a way that I physically can't.
Tell me about the piece that we're looking at right now.
This work was really developed in relationship to a memory of an experience of coming to Pittsburgh, I think in January, or maybe it was November, I can't quite remember. It was cold anyway, very cold. And the whole space outside is quite brutal architecturally, and also the juxtaposition of random physical features in the space, fountains, Richard Serra, Henry Moore, plants in containers, people walking past, buses. It's incredibly visually busy, and I was very attracted to that. I was also, in a strange way, quite interested, but I don't think this is what the piece is about. It's just a response to the space, that an art gallery museum would be next door to a natural history museum. Maybe the idea of having these two kind of radical human endeavors, the creative arts next door to the beginning of a real investigation of what the origins of the world, the earth, might be. I found that fascinating. And I think, almost without me knowing, it's kind of got into the work. I think there is something strangely monstrous and natural history-like about this piece and the way it relates to the physicality of the building itself, a kind of mixture of something very ancient and something that's quite festive or bright about it.
This might be a bit of a chicken and an egg type of question, but is this reaching out or is it drawing people in?
I've thought about that a lot, and I hope it's both. You know, I think the actual idea of these individual poles with this concoction of something that I see as very industrial, the steel mesh, then the cement, but then it's got this very almost handicraft aspect of it, which is the bound ribbons. I hope that especially if the wind gets up, there's a sort of fluttering of the ribbons in contrast to the solidity of these posts with the cement and everything. So I hope that does have both a kind of feeling that the thing is moving outwards, but at the same time pulling people in. In a way, it's a very good question. Which way is this thing going? And to me, it was quite important that perhaps it could be interpreted as going both ways. Mm.
I see a sketchbook here. Is that how a piece like this starts?
Yes, they always begin. I think I'm an incredibly boringly traditional artist who begins with drawings, you know, in sketchbooks, and then they usually get worked up to quite big colored drawings.
I feel like Pittsburgh's industrial past, but its present, is also shown in this. Was that something that you had in mind as you started working, or did it just happen organically?
It happens organically because it's something I'm very interested in, is what the remains of things are, the remains of events. The aftermath is a source of endless fascination to me. I don't know whether that's because I was born in 1944, and during the 50s, you know, I think my brother, sister and I just have very, very clear memories of seeing London being rebuilt. And I think it has not as a subject in any way at all, but that just that idea of things being ruined and then repaired, you know, reparation and damage just fascinates me, both as a constant presence in the world around. I mean, it's on television every night, it's around us the whole time, but it's inherent to a creative process, I think.
You've been very busy the last few years doing a lot of biennials and things of that nature, but how does the Carnegie International and the scale of the Carnegie International compare to that other?
Well, I suppose it's probably the most important event so far in my very late development as an artist. Although I've been working for 45 years, it's only in the last 4 years that I've had this kind of international experience. But what is really, really amazing about this experience is there's both a seriousness and a real commitment, but there's a wonderful generosity and informality that I hadn't... You know, museums can be quite unforgiving places to work in because there's so much at stake with the public and all the rest of it. But there seems to be a flair here that's very... it seems joyful, you know, which is wonderful.
What happens to this work after the International?
Very good question. At the moment, I don't know. I mean, I'd love to try and put it somewhere else, maybe in quite a remote environment where perhaps it could just run its lifespan, you know, in some way, and maybe over 10 or 15 years become something else. I'm not precious about it. I think during the time it's here at the museum, I don't know what will happen, whether the ribbons will get cut off, whether people are going to climb over it, or it becomes used in ways, or even things get stuck on it. But I think it's got to be able to take that.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.